Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 5 through 9. "It was because your hearts were hard that Moses wrote you this law," Jesus replied. "But at the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." The Original Plan. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. All the adults were playing cards, laughing, and having a great time. What a fun party! Suddenly, they paused their fun game and asked an important question. Where are the kids? The adults had been having fun, but the kids were quiet. Too quiet. The experienced parents knew that this often meant trouble with their 4- and 5-year-olds. The parents left the dining room and went to the playroom. What they saw made them burst out loud in laughter. One of the little girls had a sparkly white summer dress on, and she was holding 2 dandelions they picked from outside. One of the little boys was wearing his dad's suit coat. It was so big it touched all the way down to the floor. Another boy was standing in front of those two with a white sheet wrapped around him like a pastor's robe. The kids explained to their parents what they were doing. They were playing wedding. Getting married is something that many young people dream of. What will the wedding day be like? What will your husband or wife be like? To be married is a wonderful blessing that God gives to a man and woman. But sadly, the devil always likes to try and ruin God's beautiful blessings. This is certainly true with marriage. Some leaders once came and tried to trick Jesus about this. They asked Jesus if it was okay for a marriage to end, and then they asked him why so many marriages ended. Jesus knew just how to answer them, with God's word. Jesus spoke to them the words of the devotion today as he told them that since the very beginning with Adam and Eve, God had planned for a man and a woman to be married and enjoy their love until death. God planned that the special love that husbands and wives have for each other could be just a little picture of the love that he has for us. You see, as husband and wife love and honor each other, so God loves us even more. He loved us so much that he was willing to die on a cross for us. In response, we love and honor God. Thank God for marriage. It is a wonderful gift and a beautiful picture of how God loves us. And when marriage doesn't go as God planned, thank God for his forgiveness. Jesus forgives every sin and gives us opportunity to live in his love once again. God help us then to honor and treasure the beautiful gift he has given in marriage. We give thanks for the gift of marriage. Heavenly Father, you have blessed this world with a wonderful gift called marriage. Help husbands and wives to love and honor each other in a way that is pleasing to you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.